Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Positivity Change Project Management Mondays. My name is Carla Jenkins, and I'm the host of this radio show, and I'll give you a little bit about me. I am a certified project management professional. I have 10 years of project and program management experience. And I'm also a subject matter expert in business analysis and economic research. I also run a change management blog called Positivity Change. Furthermore, I have a branding website called Carla R. Jenkins, where you can access both Positivity Change as well as my radio show and all of my social media. You can contact me on my site, which is, the handle is Carla R. Jenkins, that's for Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Miss Phenom, which is Periscope and Pinterest. And now we'll discuss the topic of today's show, which is project management software. I decided to change it up a little bit and do project management software because it's essential that you know the application, the tools, and the techniques used to administer projects and to get towards project success in the 21st century. And so this week, I'm doing software instead of just summarizing what's in the project management body of knowledge. We'll start with project management software. It makes tracking resources easier, increasing project success. The Project Management Monday episode will cover the top project management applications in the software that the industry professionals use. Before we get into, you know, the top 10 project management resources, I want to give a definition and a little bit of background regarding the project management software in the PMBOK, which is the project management body of knowledge. There's a definition on page 554 in a glossary section of the fifth edition. And the definition for project management info system is an info system consisting of the tools and techniques used to gather, integrate, and disseminate the output of project management processes. And that's very important because you need a repository, a clearinghouse, a storage place where you can keep all of your information and effectively be able to track it. I'm going to delve a little bit further into project management info software because it comes up all across the project management body of knowledge, but in these particular knowledge areas, the integration management knowledge area and the time management knowledge area. With the project integration management knowledge area, it is in the project management process of 4.4, which is monitor and control project work. I discussed that two episodes ago on the Project Management Monday radio show. And in this project management process, it's considered a tool and a technique. So you use it as a tool for monitoring, controlling the domain group. And then next, you have it showing up as an input in the time management knowledge area in two processes. The first one is define activity, where it's used as an input under enterprise environmental factor. Let's give a little definition of what the define activities are. And the define activities are what you need to do in order to be able to schedule your project management work and to make sure that you increase project success and reduce errors. So I'm going to give you a formal definition of what defined activities is. According to the PMBOK, it is the process of identifying and documenting the specific actions to be performed to produce the project deliverables. And it says the key benefit of this project is to break down work packages into activities that provide a basis of estimating, scheduling, executing, monitoring, and controlling the project work. Well, project management software accomplishes that. It's used in enterprise environmental factors as an input. It's listed here on page 151 in the PIN box. And the next project management process that is used in the time management is the sequence activities. And it's also used as an enterprise environmental factor, which is an input. And its definition is the process of identifying and documenting relationships among project activities. Well, the project management software accomplishes that because it documents what's going on in the project. Furthermore, PMBOK says the key benefit of this process is that it defines the logical sequence of work to obtain the greatest efficiency given all project constraints. And software is to increase the efficiency of project management and monitor controlling, planning, and maintenance. So without further ado, we'll go into the top 10 project management software that I found while researching on the internet. And I came across a very good list from a site called Capterra, spelled CAPTERRA.com. And I'm going to give you, even though it has 20, I'm going to give you the top 10. Well, the first one is Microsoft Project. That's really the industry leader for project management software. It comes out of, as you know, Microsoft. And it's one that almost every project manager uses. You can actually get jobs off of Indeed and other search engines just by typing in MS Project. It is the industry leader. It's the most widely used project and portfolio management tool. It's actually used more as a skill. There's been job announcements that say, you know, must use MS Project. If you are serious about project management, you will have to learn how to have a strong working knowledge of the tool. The biggest thing about it, the biggest upside of it, is its Gantt chart. And a Gantt chart is where you like combine all of your tasks, and you see a timeline, a project start and end date. That's in the schedule management tool, the schedule management plan. Which is in time management knowledge area. And the cap here says one of the feature checklists for MS Project is budget management, collaboration, Gantt chart, and milestone tracking. And you'll get milestone tracking from a Gantt chart. The second one is Jira, so J-I-R-A, and it is created by Atlassian. And Jira is also the second most popular project management software. And it's used for the same thing, but this is specifically great for agile project management software developing more. So it's more IT project management than traditional or what they call waterfall project management. Jira also has a lot of benefits, which is it's for teams planning, building great projects. And a lot of people choose this as the number one in agile project management and software development. So a lot of IT, a lot of techies use that. One of the benefits are, you know, bug tracking, collaboration, email integration. It also has Gantt chart, issue management, milestone tracking, which is very important, percent complete tracking. That's in earned value management. So Jira is a very good software, and I believe the preeminent software thus far in IT and tech project management. Third software app is Podio. And Podio was created by Citrix. And Citrix is another company server. I've used Citrix while working as an economist. And Podio is everyone uses it from startup companies to like Fortune 500 companies. It's actually a management, a software, but it's also an app. So you can, it's mobile. It started out more as mobile app than it did just as a software package. And it says that one of the good attributes of Polio, which is bug tracking, collaboration, file sharing, ideal management, issue management, milestone tracking, portfolio management, which is very important because portfolio management is different than project management. It's more high level, whereas project management is in the weeds, and also time and expense tracking. The fourth one is Wrike, spelled W-R-I-K-E. And you should also check out its project management blog because it's very good. And this software is good for gaining visibility into project progress without endless status meetings and emails, and is used by both teams and companies. And the summary says it reduces the chaos of managing projects and campaigns. One of its chief features, as we mentioned before, issue management, Gantt charts, milestone tracking, percent complete tracking, portfolio management, project planning, status tracking, task management, collaboration. So it has everything else that the other three that I mentioned. But also you should check out its website, and I think I'll probably add it in the link below. I'll probably update the show page for this particular episode to have the Wrike link because it has a lot of very good information on about project management. And if you're serious about project management or you just want to know more about it in your class, I would recommend that you research that, one of the top project management blogs, because Wrike gives a lot of information, and it's spelled Wrike.com. The next one is Basecamp. And Basecamp is one of the earlier web-based software systems. It was called something else. I forgot what it was called, but it was one of the first web-based softwares. And the majority of people who use Basecamp are like startups, freelancers, small businesses. That's really where the market is. Like people who have smaller budgets, because even though project management, well, MS Project, I'm sorry, is the top project management, mostly most people who use that are in companies, but Basecamp is more web-based, so more entrepreneurs, freelancers, small businesses and groups inside large organizations use Basecamp. It's one of the best web-based softwares. It says it makes it simple to communicate and collaborate on projects. And some of the feature checklists is a little bit more limited because it's only web-based, so it's not like it's software. It's not as tight. It's flexible and it gets a lot of the stuff done. It's very good for utility. Its features are collaboration, email integration, file sharing, milestone tracking, and task management. And then for number six is teamwork projects. And this particular software says that companies that have projects to manage who are having difficulty coordinating their teams and projects, teamwork makes the dream work. And it is very important to manage and use your human resources properly. In project management, people are so busy looking at the computer and information systems and the vendor and the product. You have to look at the people. You have to look at your team, the project team, but you also have to look at the project management team, which is like the executive management of the team. It's all about people. People are your greatest in project management, and teamwork projects have software where you could, wrangle the team towards efficiency. And some of its key attributes are, budget management, bug tracking, collaboration, email integration, charts, of course, idea management, issue management, milestone tracking. I also have status tracking, task management. The next one, number 7, is Smartsheet. And Smartsheet is also an intuitive online project management app. So it's like mobile app, not just strictly software and off the shelf. And it's used broadly across organizations to track and manage diverse types of work for teams, large and small, from enterprise to small businesses. I mean, it has a great deal of flexibility. It's an online project management and task collaboration tool. It's also dealing with teams, and I'm glad that a lot of project management software is starting to deal with teams, not just the project itself, because humans are different to managing things. And especially since in the 21st century, you're having more teams that aren't local, aren't in one building, or even in one country or one continent. You have the rise of virtual teams. You need more team management applications. So Smartsheet accomplishes that. It's number 7. And some of its core attributes are budget management, Gantt chart, time and expense tracking, milestone tracking, and issue management. And on to number 8, which is FreedCamp. And FreedCamp is, it's software, but I believe it's also a mobile app. It's web-based deployment. It has online support as well, I believe, as in-person training. And it says that FreedCamp is suitable for small and large businesses, nonprofits, schools, individuals, and freelancers. And that's important because this is the first app which address, you know, nonprofits and schools. It's also free. So there's a free version available that you can use if it's just you yourself, I guess. And some of its key attributes are bug tracking, collaboration, email integration, file sharing, project planning, and status tracking. On to number 9, which is Trello. And Trello is a widely known. It's an online app. It says it's a flexible project management solution that fits into your workflow in a visual, collaboratively focused way. It replaced Post-it notes. So when you were doing, you know, Lean Six Sigma and Agile project management, you had these Post-it notes that you would, physical Post-it notes that you would put on a whiteboard or you would put on a wall, and you would, that's what distinguishes, you know, Agile, Kanban, Lean Six Sigma. And it differs from traditional project management where, you know, things are written on paper, not Post-it notes, because, you know, you didn't have sprints, you didn't have, you know, scrums, you didn't have a daily sprints, you didn't have all these different, it's more iterative, it moves, it's more phase by phase instead of domain by domain and methodical from beginning to end. You know, if something happens in the middle, you add it, and you can even start off from scratch or scrap the project and create a new one. Well, not having, you know, physical Post-it notes does help because they get lost, people bump into the wall. It's just better information management, and that's what you want a software to do. One of Trello's key attributes are project planning, resource management, task management, testing, and QA management, as well as idea management, issue management, and milestone tracking. Then the final one for 10 is version 1. And version 1 is for Agile project management teams. And it says that it is an all-in-one enterprise Agile solution for software organizations scaling Agile. As I mentioned, Agile was more Scrum, daily sprints, well, daily Scrum 2, phase, more iterative project development than the traditional project development. Some people call traditional project management waterfall because it just goes from the beginning to the end. It also goes from top to bottom and versus bottom up estimating sometimes. I also want to add a couple more. One I wanted to add was the workflow app. I wanted to add that because people use the workflow app for project management because they use it to, you know, create workflows but also to manage workflows. And even though that wasn't on the list, it's important that you know that one. You can also make your own apps, and it's mobile-based, so it's a mobile application. Another app I want to mention is called Slack app. So, you know, you have the Slack app, which is also used for project management. It's very big. It's a messaging app for teams that are on a mission to make your working life simpler, more pleasant, and more productive. But Slack is very important. It is one of the leaders. It's mobile, but it's also web-based, and it's also software. It's online, but it's software support, and it can be used by individuals as well as teams, as well as organizations. Also, according to his website, you can create a new team and you can manage your team online via its website. And that's a very, very encouraging thing when it comes to time management. So those are my top 12 recommendations for project management software. The goal with project management software is to make your life and your project work easier. So we're going to do a recap, and the recap for this episode are the definition of project management info systems, which is an info system consisting of the tools and techniques to gather, integrate, and disseminate the outputs of project management processes. Project management software is found in these two project management knowledge areas, which are the project integration knowledge area under monitor and control project work process, and under the time management knowledge area under define activities process and sequence activities process. Furthermore, you can find project management software in the planning domain and the monitoring and controlling domain. And the rundown for my top 12 recommendations for project management software are Microsoft Project, Jira, Podio, Ricky, Basecamp, Teamwork, Smartsheet, FreeCamp, Trello, version 1, and I also added Workflow and Slack. And finally, I have a very, very good announcement that I have to make to everyone. My project management website called pm.expert is officially live now. So you will have all of the latest up-to-date project management articles, and you can also listen live to my radio and get all of the Project Management Monday archives on my new site, which is pm.expert. I will discuss my new site in an upcoming Project Management Monday episode, but I hope that this was very educative for everyone and that you make the best selection of project management softwares. You have at least 12 top options, and I hope that everyone has a great Monday evening and afternoon. My name is Carla Jenkins, I'm a certified project manager. You can visit and catch me on my website, which is carlarjenkins.com. I'm also the owner of Positivity Change, which is a change management blog, the new PM.expert, as well as you can contact me on my social media channels. My social media handle is Carla R. Jenkins. It's available on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You also have @MissFanam for Periscope and Pinterest. Thank you. Good night.